Welcome to the SF Files. This is your host, Bogus Bird. And joining me today, we've got the banana loving, propane hating.
Banana loving. Gotta get your potassium in somehow, right?
Yeah. KO. Let's start off non-spoilers.
Non-spoilers.
And then we'll jump to the spoilers. So sit tight. Don't leave.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Initial thoughts. The Flash. Go.
I think last week or the week prior to, we were talking about The Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
And how the CG was good.
Right.
But it looked really weird because you put a human into a CG world and it looked really out of place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's almost how I felt with The Flash.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. It took away from the experience to me a little bit. It was a really great movie. I had a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
But that CGI was it just sucked me right out of the experience, I think. What do you think, man?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. At first, it didn't bother me because I'm watching the movie as a whole, right? I'm paying attention. Mm-hmm. And everything goes by very quickly for the most part. But the scenes where everything slows down, it's hard to not look at it. And it's just like, that baby looks plastic.
Yep.
Or towards the end, where they have character models, when he's in the Speed Force, that are very questionable. Why did you use CG to create this person? There's a ton of footage that you could have used, but they chose to go with CG, and it was really weird looking. It looked like a PS5 graphics.
Not even.
PS4? High-end PS4?
PS4, maybe, yeah.
It looked very questionable, for sure. You cannot not notice.
Yeah. Like, as much as you enjoy the movie, I will disagree with anybody who tells me that those graphics looked amazing. For what they can do in movies, and for how big of a budget, how big this movie was supposed to be, I'm going to dock some points from it just for the CG.
Absolutely.
I had heard somewhere on the internet say that it was supposed to be done on purpose. For whatever reason, I guess it was to show, I guess, some sort of like cartoonish side to the movie or something of the sort. And if that's the case, I think it was the wrong call.
Yeah, that makes no sense. The Flash is obviously, it's not a Roger Rabbit movie where the Flash is in cartoon world. They're in the world. They're in the real world. It's not... No, you don't show a cartoony side to it because there's not a cartoony side to what they're doing. No, that doesn't make any sense, dude.
Yeah, no. I just know I had heard that they had done it on purpose. People have claimed different reasons. I think they should have just gone full throttle with the CG. They should have made it look realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have pulled it off better than you did.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have very easily just gone to your local hospital, grab some babies, throw them out the window.
Yeah.
And just film it.
Yeah. And how many stray dogs are out there? Just go out on the street, grab one, throw it out the window.
Yeah.
Make it look real.
Yeah, yeah. You have a bunch of ugly dogs. We'll just take one of them and throw them out the window. And
no, I don't think I have any ugly dogs. I know I have the beautiful one and I have the handsome one. Oh, you know what? My in-law. Yeah, she has a couple ugly ones. Yeah.
Joking aside, no, yeah, they should have taken their, those are jokes. We don't want, yeah. We're not condoning throwing babies out the windows. No.
Right.
But yeah, dude, they should have taken their time. They had, you know what? They had plenty of time. They had a crap ton of time.
Yeah.
And it still turns out looking like that. No, dude, something's wrong there.
Yeah, I feel like if this was supposed to be one of your movies to knock Marvel down a couple pegs, you definitely missed the mark on it. It was a poor choice, I think. Marvel, it looks like they're coming back up. They got sloppy for a little bit, but they're starting to punch upwards again. And I feel like with the success of the last few movies, DC got a little comfortable and they stayed a little stagnant on it.
Maybe. Outside of the CG, though, I have to give it to the writers, man. They put together a great script, in my opinion. It was a great story. Flashpoint, bare bones, is an excellent story.
Yeah.
Right? It's very hard to mess up Flashpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie. In my opinion, it has been told better in other DC properties, the other media. The animated Flashpoint Paradox from 2013, excellent. Excellent. It's an animated version. Great. Completely different story that was told. But in the lines that the live action movies have set up, I think they did a great job with Flashpoint. It fit within the lines. They told the story, an interpretation of the story. And it was done very, very well. There were some shortcomings, mostly towards the end. We'll get into it. But overall, I think it worked. It was just, it was excellent. I was entertained pretty much throughout. There was some slowdown, but it was, it didn't feel prolonged. It was a good ride.
Okay.
And towards the end, I do feel like they rushed of certain aspects of it. But it started to fall apart. Maybe not fall apart, but it just started to like, what are you doing? Come on, there's more to be told here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Other than that, though, like, I had fun with it. It was excellent. Great movie. I definitely would watch it again. Even with the existing issues, I would definitely go watch it again.
Okay. Would you watch it in theaters?
I think it's worth it. Yeah, maybe. Okay. I think so. I think I would.
Okay. I definitely agree with you. There are definitely parts where I felt like some of it was rushed, and some of it I feel like they took a little bit longer than was necessary. I think it was around the middle for me where I started to feel certain things were like, we can maybe move through this a little bit faster.
Okay. But overall, what did you think? Did you enjoy it? Did you hate it? Where do you stand?
I really liked it. I would give it a second watch. Would I go to the theaters for it? Maybe not. I think I might wait for it to come out on streaming, give it a second watch. I can rewind, I can pause, and check out different details of it. And who knows, maybe I might change my mind the second time around. But as for now, I think I'm not going to go to the theaters for a second time.
All right. That's fair. How about we dig a little deeper, we'll get to the meat of the potato.
Prepare to meet Mr. Angry Eyes.
Spoilers. Spoilers ahead. Spoilers. Timestamps are below. If you want to skip this part, jump ahead. We're going to score it. And here we go. You ready?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. Spoilers.
First of all, dude. All right. So the opening sequence was really cool. They previously established in the previous movies that he is running on calories. And it shows, okay, if he's low on calories, his, I guess, power over the speed doesn't necessarily work as well. He needs to eat. So it opens up on a scene where he goes to a Starbucks kind of thing. And he's talking to the barista. And this guy is going slow. He wants to chat. He wants to talk. And he's on some other
Shakaka.
And Barry's, come on, guy, we got to move this along. And it's not working out for him. He gets a call from Alfred, and he's like, hey, we need you in Gotham. And he's like,
dagnabbit, pee popper, nuts to pop a stick of boop taker.
I haven't had anything to eat, and Bruce is waiting on you. So he goes, and this is where the babies come into play. They're at the Martha Wayne Hospital, West Wing, and for whatever reason, they can't get the babies out. Side of the hospital starts to collapse and the babies come out the window. And we have a bunch of like different things going on at the same time. And let me just say, Ben Affleck's Batman is looking like a
magnificent beast
on this.
He's a hoss.
Dude. Oof. Oh my god, that chase scene was amazing.
Awesome.
I think it was one of the more memorable moments of the movie, and it was right in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, the way that he's chasing, this vehicle is incapacitated. He takes off on his little motorbike. Like, it detaches from the Batmobile, basically. And then, like, they're shooting at him, and the armor comes out. And I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty sick.
Yeah. Yeah, that was tight. Shows some Batman tech there.
Yeah. And then he grapples onto the back of their armored truck. And he is getting dragged around the streets. And dude is like fucking flipping out of the way of cars. He's like jumping. He pulls out his cape, his bat wings. And he's gliding through. And it looks sick, dude.
Yeah, looks excellent.
And then we go back to the hospital, and we're looking at these nasty graphics. And Barry's running low on calories. Yeah. And he's, what are we doing? What am I doing? He sees a vending machine, and he jumps, and he goes for the vending machine as opposed to the babies, which admittedly was hilarious. It was funny.
It was great.
Yeah. And he starts eating all this food, and it looks all nasty. He heats up a burrito, and he's fucking deep throats it, basically.
Oh, shoot.
And, guns. Yeah, right? hot dogs. This entire sequence was so nasty for me. Like, CGI-wise, it took away from the experience for me.
Mm.
And another thing that at the time, I was like, he's setting up little quirks that will clear the danger from the babies. Like, he turns on, like, this oxygen tank, and it's supposed to fly and hit, like, some object that's about to smash a baby. And the microwave that he heated up the burrito in, he uses it to catch a baby. And it's, okay, it's funny, but if you're going super fast, you're going so fast that everything is moving extremely slow, why do you need to set this up instead of just saving the babies? For me, it was almost redundant. Why is this happening? Why don't you just save the babies?
Babies! They're babies!
What did you think about that opening sequence, dude?
I thought the whole opening sequence was just high octane. It had comedic moments in the right spots.
Mm-hmm.
It had that life or death situation. It was it was just high octane. It was nonstop. It was excellent. Excellent opening. It really showed how the Justice League grew, because they're team members. They're like, hey, I need your help. And he runs over there out there. And then fast forward the situation there. Wonder Woman appears. Gal Gadot shows up.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that was missing was, of course, Superman. And they even showed him on screen, right? Oh, he's busy saving people from a volcano or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And it really felt like a world where the Justice League exists.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool. It was a grand setup. Yeah, and then the whole PS4 babies floating around. It was a little weird.
Yeah.
But I tried not to let it ruin my experience. I'm there to watch the movie as a whole, right? And
mm-hmm.
Once you get past that, most of it, until the end, the graphics didn't really bother me.
Yeah.
Until then. But other than that, I thought it was great. I thought it was funny. It was a nice Sonic the Hedgehog kind of setup,
mm-hmm.
that where, like you were saying, he set up for the babies to come down like dominoes so he can catch them one by one.
Yeah.
I thought it was done very well. Could he have saved them all, just run back and forth? Maybe.
What's the fun in that?
Yeah, exactly. You got to make it entertaining for the viewer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, plus, the guy can't fly.
No, but he's already up in the air. Because you mentioned Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, what it reminded me of was X-Men. Quicksilver. The scene where he's in the kitchen. Or better yet, where he's in the mansion and it's blowing up. And he's throwing everybody out the window, trying to save everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it felt like to me.
Okay.
So I feel like that was almost like their version of doing Quicksilver scene.
Okay, yeah.
And I feel like it was good. The CGI was nasty. But I do agree. It was very entertaining. It was good. Although I did struggle to get past the CGI. Again. I'm gonna say that so many times.
All right. Fast forward a little bit, though. Once they get the story moving,
mm-hmm.
right, it starts to set up how he lost his mom and how he's feeling like crap and he's feeling down and he misses her. And he figures out that he has the ability to go back, and Bruce is like, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. Mm-hmm. So Flash does it. And he...
And typical Barry Allen fashion.
Yeah, right. But at the same time, though, you know, you got to remember that these characters are human, too, right? If you have a loved one that you lost, or maybe there was something in your life that you really would have wanted to change and you had the ability to, like, it's right there. It's difficult. It's a difficult situation. It just kind of shows Barry Allen's humanity. So he does that. He changes something just slightly, ever so slightly, where it saves his mom's life, and then he's going back to his time. He's trying to go to the present. he's attacked by some beast-looking thing with claws all over it. Mm. He punches him out of the Speed Force, and he turns up a few years early, right? Like, he,
yep.
when Barry was 18, before right. he got his powers. So this is where, in this timeline, where the rest of the movie will now take place.
Mm-hmm.
I found the 18-year-old Flash incredibly annoying.
Oh, my God.
He was so annoying. I hated him. Mm-hmm. He was so annoying, dude.
Yeah. Oh, no, my God. I agree, yeah. But it was very cool to show he became a different person because mm-hmm. he had his mom with him, so he yeah. didn't have to struggle as much.
Yes. Yeah. I got to give props to Ezra. It really felt like a completely different character, even mm-hmm. though he is technically the same person.
Yeah.
Felt like a different person, different character. Did a great job on that. He was annoying as hell. Yeah. He was annoying as hell.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But it was fucking hilarious because even Future Barry was like, oh, I'm a punch this guy, and he gets so close, and he pulls back. He's like, wait, you have a date?
yeah, that was great. That was pretty funny. Fast forward a little bit, story's moving along. They bring in Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, Michael Keaton, arguably the best parts of the movie.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with it,
bro. The action scenes. Once Keaton suits up. Holy shiza.
Yeah.
What fun.
Dude.
What fun.
He is way different from what the original Batman was. Dude, they made him a
boss.
Like you said, arguably some of the best scenes. Now, I did mention earlier there was a couple of things that I feel like they could have sped a little bit up. And I feel like talking to Michael Keaton's Bruce Wayne dragged on a little bit for me. Like, I feel like the whole spaghetti talk, that was pretty necessary, I think. But for the most part, I feel like it dragged on for me. They were almost trying to pull that whole, oh, is he going to join? Is he not going to join? But we already saw the trailers. He's already mm-hmm. in them as Batman.
Yeah.
Just give him the cowl.
Okay. I can see what you're saying. Yeah, it was a little strange to me when he's, nah, I ain't going to help.
Yeah.
And then Barry was he just snuck into the Batcave and he's using a computer and mm-hmm. trying to figure out where to find Superman. It's okay. Maybe Bruce could have easily just been, all right, I'll help you find him, but I ain't going to suit up or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It dragged us, maybe slightly.
Yeah.
But I think it was still a little bit of character building for Barry in that moment. Slow it down a little bit. It can't be high octane the whole time.
Yeah, for sure. Something I didn't see coming, though, was Barry actually losing his power, trying to give other Barry his powers.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. I like that twist. I think it was like it was really necessary for him to develop as a character.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of the Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. I can agree with that. I didn't see him losing it either, but it makes sense. Mm-hmm. I originally thought from the trailer he was going to give powers to the younger Barry,
mm-hmm.
but they flipped it around on me. But mm-hmm. yeah, it was clever. They got me. Yep. They got me.
Yeah. So, we find Superman. We go to Mother Russia.
Okay, yeah.
And dude, Batman... jumping out the damn plane, the ejector seats are, you have ejector seats? And he jumps out without the parachute. and he comes flying in. Of course, that's pretty cool. Even the berries are like, oh, that's so cool. I myself was like, okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the entire scene, it was made to show off what Batman can do.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Even in his old age, dude.
That's dude old man move. Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Oh. He was such a highlight of the freaking movie, dude.
Yeah.
Can't say it enough.
And keep in mind, this Bruce Wayne was basically rusty. He was out of practice. He hasn't been Batman for some time due to Gotham changing over time because of Barry.
Right.
So it starts off with a little bit of a funny scene where the two Barrys are trying to sneak around. And, of course, Barry, too, the 18-year-old, ends up knocking over some
stuff
and gets the attention of every scientist in the area. And I guess everyone's military trained or something because everyone pulls out their guns. And then Batman comes in and kicks ass. Dude.
Yeah. That was tight. That, yeah. Again, freaking highlight, man. It's just... Keaton was a
beast.
Dude, there's no way around that. There's no other way to say
it. Yeah. Dude, I really don't remember Batman fighting like that in the old movies.
New technology, you can show him off more.
Oh, yeah.
He grew as a Batman over time as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, oh, I loved the Batwing, too.
Yeah.
Dude, the Batwing was kicked.
Dunk it!
Yes. Yes, like, it had all these cool gadgets, and the way that it was, like, maneuvers, it spins without the center spinning. It just felt like Batman. It just, all this technology. It didn't feel too cartoony either, but it was like, okay, that probably can't be made in real life, arguably, right?
Yeah.
But it felt like Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, if anybody can do it, it's Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And who else but Batman did it?
It was great, man. All right, so they find Superman, but they don't find Superman.
Yeah.
Trailer showed it was really Supergirl. It was Kara. And they okay. Thoughts on your Kara here. I'm not gonna lie, dude. Okay. The actress, she did an excellent job. Sasha Kaye, she plays Kara, she plays Supergirl. She did a good job. But I want my blonde girl. I wanted the blonde Supergirl. That's just what we're used to. That's what I wanted. But it's a multiverse story, different stuff going on. I get it. I accept it. It's cool. She did excellent.
Oh, yeah.
I had really zero complaints on her at all, really.
Yeah.
She played her role. She did excellent. The fighting scenes were great. The emotional scenes were good. She played it up. There's nothing bad to say.
Yeah.
I got nothing bad to say about her.
I think she was one of the stronger actors or actresses in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Her performance, I'm going to give 10 out of 10. She did phenomenal.
With that being said, her role in the film did feel small.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay. It is a Flash movie.
Yeah, it let other characters shine.
Yeah. It didn't take away from the Flash himself as the main star of the film.
Yeah.
But it still showcased them just a little bit here and there. So I do feel like she was maybe a little underused. And I could probably say the same about Keaton's Batman. A little underused, but it was enough to where I'm over here just over them.
Gushing.
Yeah. But it still leaves the Flash front and center as the main character.
Right.
And I'm totally okay with that. That works out perfect for me.
Yeah, same here. At this point, Barry's gotten his powers back. I guess Barry 1 has gotten his powers back. And he's taught Barry 2 how to use the Flash powers, the Speed Force and all that. A little bit more. He's taught him how to phase a little bit better. The whole Barry 2 making his own suit out of an old Bat suit was pretty cool.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, when we watched one of the trailers, we mentioned, oh, he looks a little bulky. Maybe it's the suit that Batman made for him or something. And no, it was... I liked that it was himself making the suit.
Yeah.
It was out of Batman equipment, but still, it was pretty cool. It was like a rite of passage, almost, making your own suit.
I even liked how Barry 1 was like, don't go too fast. If you go too fast, that suit's going to burn off like your clothes, basically, right?
Yeah.
And they showed that a little bit in the fight, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah. He built up too much charge. And they they created a really cool way for him to discharge, to overcome that problem, which was him shooting his Kamehameha.
Emperor, everybody. Just
yeah, yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually like that. And Batman is just flying around in his little R-Wing the entire time, shooting everything and everyone down. And man, I'm telling you, when I say I love that Batwing, dude, that Batwing is legit. It's tight. It's awesome.
It is. It was nice. It was a nice... Oh, dude.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was cool.
I don't remember Zod having that many soldiers, that many warriors. Yeah. I guess it's a different Zod, different universe. It was supposed to be Kal-El, last son of Krypton. And you got a
tons
of Kryptonians running around now. And it's, I mean, is he really the last son now?
Not really.
Yeah. Yeah. But back to Michael Keaton. God damn. Dude, like when he, even when he's pulled out of his Batwing, he's fighting on par with the Goliath, the giant Kryptonian.
Yeah.
And he's got his grappling hook on him, and he's jumping around on him, fucking blowing him up.
That was tight.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh, it was
awesome!
It was so cool. I think he stole the show in that fight. That in that scene, I think he was doing better than Barry.
Oof, bam.
Yeah.
Maybe. He ended up dying every single time.
Every single time, yeah. But so did Supergirl. Mm-hmm. And that was the point. Like, that... Just Barry too said, time is irrelevant. We can change it as much as we want. We can do this.
Mm. And then that's where they kind of learn that they can't. Just, I'm going to call it a canon event. I'll borrow it from Marvel or Sony. Yeah, dude, it's just something that was supposed to happen in that world. They cannot win the fight no matter what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And Barry 1 realized it a lot quicker, maybe because he's older and a little more mature. He remembered his Batman's words. But young Barry, the 18-year-old, he keeps trying. Mm-hmm, keeps going and going. And it's revealed that he becomes that beast that punched Barry 1 out of the Speed Force.
Mm-hmm.
He fights that battle just for years and years and years. He gets covered in Kryptonian armor, just gets latched onto his body, and he becomes like a weird looking monster.
Yeah.
But you can see a strand of white hair underneath. I don't know if you caught that.
No, I don't think I did.
I think it's been years.
It had to have been years. So the cut that he had mm-hmm. scarred up already.
Yeah.
And he definitely did look older. And I think he did mention that he's been there for some time already.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm not going to lie. I at first I thought it was going to be Black Flash trying to
screw this
up to Barry because he's
screwing
with time and he's whatever. Mm-hmm. And as Barry too was taking damage, he got that little sickle stuck in his hand.
Right.
And then he got the other one like stuck in his arm, and he had like some sort of crystal coming out of his back, and I started seeing similarities between him and who I thought was the Black Flash. I put it together. I was like, "Oh, that's who that is."
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking like he was going to become the next bad guy.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far, you've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on, hit that subscribe, hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
All right.
I thought so as well. I thought he was like going to become like Yellow Zoom Flash or Black Flash. Originally I thought he was going to become Reverse Flash,
yeah,
but that didn't pan out. But
I said Yellow Flash. My bad.
But in other medias, this has been told, right, where Flash fails to do something and he becomes his own villain, and other stories. And it's been told better than this. It felt a little rushed. It felt too quick. And this is where I'm talking about, like, where it felt rushed. That story could have been told with more time.
Yeah.
Like, maybe save that reveal for a sequel or something. Or, however, considering how things are doing, like, in real life, right? There's a good chance there may not be a sequel. Mm-hmm. So maybe they wanted to get it out of the way. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree. I did think, man, this could have been really good story for a sequel. Mm-hmm. I thought the same thing. I thought the same. Like, there may not be a sequel because Ezra Miller is probably not continuing. I think they confirmed that he's not continuing as the Flash, right?
I think James Gunn is hinting that he may not return, but no official word just yet.
Oh, okay. I thought that they had confirmed. I thought James Gunn had said. I might be mistaken. But regardless, yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like that one was a little bit rushed. It could have been used in a sequel, even if Ezra Miller doesn't play the Flash again. That was, I think, one of the flaws in the movie for me.
Yeah.
I did like how they showed, like, the incursions happening around the different universes.
Yeah.
Them colliding into each other and then collapsing. Yeah. They showed the different Supermen. They showed the different Flashes. I like how they threw in, like, the OG Flash with the little metal saucer on it.
That was cool. And here, let me add as well, the CG was horrendous.
Yeah.
This is where the character models look like crap. Like, yeah. It looked like PS3. It was looking rough, dude. They showed Christopher Reed, you know, OG 80s or 90s Superman.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, oh, it's him, but what the hell? He looks so weird. Like, it was...
Yeah.
It was horrendous, dude. And Henry Cavill straight up looked like a model, like a figure.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, what the hell? You have footage, yeah. and nothing. They did. Oh, it looked horrible, dude. It looked horrendous.
Yeah. That's where I feel like, again, it started slipping for me again. I'm telling you, it was something about that CG that threw me for a loop. It took me out of the moment. Big cameo, not really a big cameo, small cameo, but a pretty funny one, was Nicolas Cage as Superman. Dude, I laughed my ass off when I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It was great. Yeah. It looked horrible, but it looked amazing.
It needed to happen.
It had to. It had to.
Yeah, because of all those rumors that happened. Oh, my wife, after the movie, was like, yeah, I don't know why Nicolas Cage was Superman. And I had the unfortunate duty to tell her. I was like, it's back in the day. And she's, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to happen just to show that it's not going to work.
Yeah, it looked, oof, it looked rough.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage, you're awesome, but no.
The long hair. Dude. Like, the long flowing hair was just an added bonus.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what version of Superman he was supposed to be, but I hope he's one that's killed off quickly.
He was new metal Superman.
No.
Oh, dude. Oh, and a nice little homage as well to Adam West.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace. They threw him in there. That was fun. That was cool. It was nice to throw him in there for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah,
the one cameo that I was looking for, Grant Gustin, the CW Flash, he's made an appearance before, where actually on the show, he
mingled Ezra Miller.
With Ezra Miller.
Yeah.
And I was really, really wanting Grant to appear in this movie. In my opinion, he is the Flash to me. You say the Flash, I don't really think immediately Ezra Miller, I think of Grant. I think he's an excellent Flash, and they did him dirty. He didn't make a cameo.
Yeah. I think it would have been cool. I think he does a pretty good Flash. I think the series just ruined the series.
Longevity,
yeah. But man, did you see what they did to Red Death? Red Death. Oh. What a letdown.
Yeah. Anyways, it sucks that they didn't toss him in there. At least a quick cameo.
Yeah. Another character that we didn't get to see was one of the Batmen. Which was George Clooney from Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
That one was one that I think they missed the opportunity on.
Dude, he was the last one.
Oh, is that who that was?
What the hell, dude?
I'm just kidding. I know.
Oh, you
a-hole.
Talking about... Dude, oh my god, when he came out, everything happens, right? Barry saves the world, and Barry too sacrifices himself. Everything is all good. Barry 1 goes back in time. He ends up realizing that he needs to set things straight, but with a twist, he helps his dad in the future. And all is good and gravy. He gets a call from Bruce Wayne. And I'm like, how did that not butterfly effect everything still? It's a slight change. It's a tiny change, but how did it not?
Right.
And then Bruce Wayne pulls up. He gets out of the car. And, dude, the audience went wild, including myself. I laughed. I clapped. I was like, okay, that's awesome. They threw him last second. That was awesome. And then the last, like, bro, what's wrong? Or what's wrong? Why would you say that out loud? You're not Batman. Dude, that was great.
Dude, oh, man. He just needed some bat nipples. And it would have been perfect. Just perfect.
Yeah.
As hilarious as it was, it raises a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Because that's now, is that our new main timeline Batman? What?
I really don't know. I don't think I don't think he can be. Dude, no, the guy was white. Like, oh, yeah. His beard, looking like his hair. Yeah. Dude. He's too old. I don't think he can be. Like, we saw with Michael Keaton, he can do a lot of
cool stuff.
But for how long?
Yeah, for sure. It was a nice, funny cameo towards the end. It was funny. My crowd sucked, by the way. Nothing. I was just laughing, like, holy crap, George Clooney, and just quiet. Man,
maybe you got. You went on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah. So I went on a Friday. So maybe people had already seen it the day before. Or, I don't know.
I guess so. Whatever. Maybe my crowd was just a bunch of casuals. Yeah, probably. But yeah, dude, it was fun. Overall, man, it was good. It was good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. I had fun with it. I didn't think it was perfect. Let me go back real quick. It got really emotional when Barry had to set things right. Back to Barry's humanity there. It was good. Ezra. Yeah. He played it up. He did an excellent job.
Yeah.
Dude, got me a choke up. Got me a choke up a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Because, that scene definitely pulled at the heartstrings.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they could have played that any better. For sure. I think they did phenomenal with that part. Mm. I guess going back a little further, they gave an explanation as to why he couldn't just save the babies.
Mm-hmm.
Babies!
Back when they're saving Supergirl, they're in Russia. And Barry 1 had previously told Barry 2, you can't move people too quickly because it's going to
fuck
with them. Mm-hmm. And we see the effects of moving someone at the speed of light, basically. When Barry 2 is trying to save Barry 1, and he has to move him out of the way of the bullets, we see what it does to someone. So I guess... Let it all out.
Yeah, you're right. I had forgotten about that. That's a good reason to not be moving babies like that super quickly. So
good catch.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, dude, yeah, I had fun with it. I thought it was a great movie. I would definitely say it was one of the best DC movies to date.
Mm-hmm.
I would not say it's on par with the best that Marvel has produced.
Yeah,
but it was the best DC movie to date.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'd have to go through the motions on that one, but it's definitely up there.
Yeah.
And I think I would score this one. Ooh, the CG effects really, really just on the rushing towards the end. I'm torn with between an 8 and an 8.5.
Okay. So I was thinking similar. I'm actually between a 7.5 and an 8.
Okay.
But I think solely on story-wise, I'm going to give it an 8. I'm going to give it the pass. I'm going to throw the CGI out the window. Story did great.
Mm-hmm.
Action was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick to an 8.
Nice. Would you recommend someone to watch this in theaters if they haven't seen it yet?
I would, yeah. Yeah, I definitely think it's worth a watch in the theaters. Is it worth the second watch? Probably not.
Up for debate.
Yeah.
Up for debate.
Depends on how much you like it. But yeah, definitely worth a theater watch, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Mm. Stay tuned, as now we're going to talk about the finances side of the Flash, which don't really align with what we've been praising here.
Yeah.
Yeah.